you just have to walk in the streets of Marseille and see the army everywhere, outside the Jewish school, outside the synagogue. We have 19 schools. We have 45 synagogues. So you can imagine the army everywhere. This is terrible.
Did you take part in one of the marches on Sunday, the 11th of January?
Of course, I had to. I wanted to. I needed to.
And how did you feel when you were there?
I expected a lot from this rally. I was sure that all the Muslims of Marseille would go down in the street with us hand in hand. And I was very disappointed because I thought it was an historical opportunity for them to show that they were French people, even if they had different origins, even if their parents were born in North Africa or in Africa or in the Comores. These people, they say they are French, they have a French ID, but I wanted them to come down in the street with us. This was the proof that they feel French, but we didn't see so many, and I was so disappointed.
Do you think that all members of the Jewish community felt able to take part in those demonstrations, or do you think some people were scared too?
A lot did not come. We are 60,000 Jews, and of course they were not. At least 20% of the community was with me, around me, but they had different reasons not to come. Some said, we don't want to walk close to people who sustain Hamas. Others said, I don't want to walk for Charlie. I'm so disappointed that when we asked them to walk with us after Toulouse in 2012, nobody came on our side. So today, I don't go in the street. I stay in my house. That's what people said. But the most important reason, I think, why we had so few people, because Marseille is the second town in France, we should have been so many, at least 150,000, at least. And we were not, of course. Why? Because I'm scared that most of the people in Marseille will vote Front National.
At the start of 2014, French Jews leaving for Israel had outnumbered American Jews. Do you think that these figures will increase now after this latest lot of attacks?
Of course, of course. Today, there was a special meeting in the Jewish community with the Jewish agency, which was helping people, to explaining to people how to make Aliyah, how to go to Israel, what do they need, what would they get if they go. It's not normal. I cannot be part of this because I'm French for many generations. We are 600,000 Jews in France. We are not going to Israel all. It's impossible. Most of them can't. Because you need to have a job, you need to have a house, you need to have money if you want to move to Israel. The Jews are in France for years and years.
How do you see the future now?
I try to be not too pessimistic, but rather dark. Rather dark because if, as well as in the States after September 11, there was the Patriot Act, we would like that there are some emergency measures taken by the government here in France to go inside the suburb and take all the weapons that are in the suburbs. All this Kalashnikov, everybody talks about the Kalashnikov. Everybody says that you can buy a Kalashnikov with 500 euros in wherever you want, whenever you want. Where are they, all these Kalashnikovs? We saw them in Toulouse in 2012. We saw them last week in Paris. We may see them next days in Marseille or somewhere else. These weapons have to be taken out the suburbs. Means that the army should go inside the suburbs and take all this and clean all this. When they will be cleaned, when the jails, because the jails are terrible. Most of the population in the jails are Muslims. It's not a statement like this. It's a reality. This reality says that all the Muslims that go in jail for maybe a simple robbery, when they go out of this jail, they are Islamists. So there is something to do. There is something to do about the imams in the mosques. Some imams are dangerous. We know who they are. Why do we let them? Why don't we take them out of France? We need emergency measures.